Hello, and welcome to the Leadership Deep Dive podcast. I'm Margaret Katzcan, and I'm here today with my friend and partner, David Langiuli. Hey, David.
Hey, Margaret.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. We'll see how it goes. We're going to talk about a pretty juicy leadership topic today, and we'll see how we feel after.
Yeah. So I think what we are going to talk about today kind of comes under the big heading of holding grudges.
Holding on to grudges or
Yeah.
hurts.
Or hurts. And I think
Right.
hurts is a little bit of a subset. I mean, when I think of holding a grudge, I think of a way where we maintain anger and a feeling of vindictiveness towards another person who we feel like has done us wrong.
Right.
Right. And I think what
Yes.
we wanted to talk about is it's a little bit of a cousin of that. And it's the idea maybe somebody has wronged us. And rather than responding with anger, we just hold this hurt, the hurt from the experience, the pain that their words or actions caused. And I just was inspired recently to learn a little bit more about that. And we thought it would be a great topic, kind of subtle. It's a subtle one today. But how it works when you show up into a relationship with somebody where you're carrying the hurt, like you have not been able to release or forgive or let go of. And so you show up, and now your future interactions are always going to be colored by that. So that was what we were going to explore today.
Oh, the other emotion that's related to holding a grudge is resentment.
Absolutely. And so I think these are intertwined in many ways. Have you ever held a grudge, David?
Thankfully, not that I can recall, but I will say that I had an interaction some years ago with a close family member where I harbored a lot of resentment for quite some time. And usually this does come up in familial relationships, family relationships, but it also can come up in professional environments. And I'm trying to think over the years, there were some interactions that I had with colleagues or over the years where I held some hurt, like held on to some hurt that was I was on the receiving end of maybe some unkind, some would say malicious behavior.
When I think of the grudge part, I mean, I'm laughing, although it really wasn't all that funny, but it is now when you can look back. And it was a date from a high school dance who just wronged me six ways to Sunday. You know, he was very overly handsy. We'll just start there. And I needed to shut that down, and he was not very happy. I think he had a very different expectation. And then we went to the dance, and then he got in a fight with another guy and like left, and he left me there by myself at the
Oh
and
my God.
I didn't go to this high school yet. Like I was younger, I was still younger than he was, and I had to call and get a ride home. And then I laugh about this because I ran into him, you know, small town in Boulder, Colorado, and I ran into him at some bar happy hour, like I don't know, many years later. Like I was allowed in the bar, so I had to have been at least 21 at that point. And so sometime 5 or 10 years after, and you know, he saw me and we recognized each other, and he goes, and I must have glared at him. I probably gave him
You gave him
he
the
goes
Malocchio, the evil eye.
I gave him the evil eye. And he said, are you still pissed about that? And I was like, yeah, I am still pissed about that. And so that was a funny, like funny-ish grudge. And you know, am I still pissed? I don't know. I doubt I would recognize him anymore. But yeah, there wasn't a lot of forgiveness in my heart, nor did he make any effort to apologize. So
Yeah, well, that's the other thing
yeah.
that could have righted the ship right then and there, but you have to have enough. So on your end, you're still holding on to it, and on his end, he could have apologized in the moment, and that would have given you cause to release. But you can't rely on, as I learned from this interaction I had with a family member, is you can't rely on the other person to ever apologize, ever, ever, if you want to be free of the hurt. It would be nice if that happened. It would release, maybe it would release more quickly, but some people will hold. Look, I've had, I've done some, taken some actions in my life that were not skillful, and apologized for them, and the person still holds a grudge. So you
Yeah.
can even apologize. You could have, he could have apologized, and you might still be holding the grudge.
It's certainly possible that I might
Right. But
still
let's
be
get
holding
clear on our
that, but
definition here, just because
yeah.
I wanted to, a grudge is a persistent, long-lasting feeling of resentment, anger, or ill towards someone due to a perceived past wrong, insult, or injury.
Yeah. Yeah.
So holding
And
on to it.
so what I've been talking about is holding on to some anger and resentment. And it seems like you're talking about something that has a slightly different texture, right? It was more of a hurt than being resentful or angry. Question
Oh,
mark.
I was resentful. It was
Okay.
hurtful too, and
Yeah.
I was resentful. Like, so this is the complicated soup of emotions. But I would add, because of the wrong insult or injury, that can hurt. Like, that can hurt your heart.
Right. Or sometimes you're resentful or angry because it feels better to be angry than it feels to be hurt.
Yeah,
Right.
right.
It's a more just a more charged space to hold anger rather than be hurt. You know, I mean, really, when I think back, I felt humiliated, embarrassed by this person of, you know, like there was a lot of more complex feelings and anger felt more righteous and better for me back then. Yeah.
Can
But
be.
I wanted to really shift though to this place where it really is a hurt, where somebody does really cause a hurt and then that stays in your heart for future interactions. And just talk a little bit about the impact.
What I have learned, so this incident I mentioned, it happened some years ago with my resentment and hurt, and that's when I got really serious about practicing forgiveness. And not for the family members' benefit, but for my benefit.
Yeah.
But it took, as Jesus says to Peter in the gospel, when Peter approaches him and says, how many times should I forgive my brother who has sinned against me, like hurt me or whatever, right? And should I forgive him seven times? Because that was like a magical number in the Old Testament. And
Yeah.
Jesus says, no, not 70 times, not seven times, seven by 70 times.
7 by 70, so
And
490 times.
it took me about that many. It took me about that many times. I
Yeah, I
wasn't
think
keeping count. I wasn't keeping count, but it felt like
it felt like a
that.
lot of times. This is such a hard concept for people, this idea of forgiveness as an internal process, right? Like it's the idea that what we're talking about when you and I are talking about forgiveness in this situation has nothing to do with going to the other person and absolving them or acquitting them of what happened, right? It has
Correct.
nothing to do with letting another person off the hook. It's an internal process
Yes.
where you invite yourself to release the hurt, to release the anger, to release the charge of it, because you realize Like, this isn't hurting the other person. Like, I'm telling you that my homecoming date, like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't wake up every morning and go, oh, I'm so sad that I wronged Margaret. Like, if I
Well,
was still
he
holding
even
on to
said to
it,
you're still pissed
like,
at
he was
that, you know?
surprised, yeah, that I
Right,
was still
right.
angry. So, the only person that we impact when we hold this stuff, this darkness, right? This inky energy in our own hearts is ourselves.
Yeah, the forgiveness doesn't mean that you'll ever forget, which you will not. If it was a serious injury, it in my own experience of this, it just lessens the, as you say, I like that word, it lessens the charge or the potency of the hurt. You might even always feel that hurt to some extent,
And
you know.
here's the reason, I think. I mean, first of all, I think carrying around stuff like this takes up precious real estate in our hearts that really could be redeployed for much nicer, more expansive, spacious relationships, for more love, for more joy, right? Like, when we carry this stuff around, it really does take up space, or at least that has been my experience, that I would prefer not to allocate. And then the other reason, though, I feel like when we still have that charge, it's so hard to have future interactions with that person go differently. It's like the charge gets into the space and you end up leaving like just as hurt, because everything that happens, you see through that lens of hurt, right? Like, this person hurt me in the past, they're gonna hurt me again. You go into the interaction expecting
Hyper,
it,
you become
picking up.
hypervigilant. You
Hyper
become
vigilant and
hypervigilant.
picking up the evidence of hurt and putting it in your little basket to take home again, to like just confirm your hypothesis. I'm putting air quotes around that, right? Like, when we don't discharge it, then all of our future actions or interactions are colored by that. So it's a pattern.
I'm thinking about we could bring this into the professional realm, you know, professional working realm, and I'm thinking about this particular incident happened while I was going through some of the coaching and leadership training that you and I had been through, and it was basically I'll characterize it as an undermining or sabotage by a colleague who I had thought I had a very trusting, you know, relationship with. And as I look back on it today, and even pretty soon after, I was able to let go of, because of the training that you and I have received, to let go of the sting of that, but I was certainly going to protect myself from being stung again. Right? So I'm
So you're
not
going
going to
to act
forget.
differently,
Now I
right?
know, now, I mean, it did change the relationship, but now I'm going to protect myself and not be
Absolutely. It
so
doesn't mean you
kind.
don't learn from it,
Right.
right? It's
Right.
subtle, because there's like what
Right.
you do learn, right? You do continue to protect yourself, but the how you be is like, I just don't want to be angry, right? I don't want to
Right.
be resentful. So it's
Yeah.
kind of that
Right.
realm of like, it doesn't affect always what you do, it affects how you be with other
It
people.
does. And when you're free, I'll use that word, of the potency of the hurt, you can still interact with that person in some way where, I mean, from my experience, it's going to change the nature of all of this happens in relationship. So it's going to change but if you have to continue to work with this person, or you have to continue to be at family gatherings with this person, then, you know, you're just going to be a little careful, as opposed to being hypervigilant and then like reacting, you know, from the past hurt, right? It's more like, okay, I know what happened. I'm open to still working, you know, working or showing up to family events with this person, but I'm just going to be careful.
I love what you're saying about this idea of sort of reacting, because I think that really is what happens, you know, is that when we come into an interaction without having processed any of the hurt or the resentment or whatever, then we go from 0 to 60, right? And like the person says hello, and I'm like, I don't like the way that person said hello to me, right? Like it's just, you're just right back there, you know, you're just right back to that place of doom in the relationship.
Yeah, doom. It could be as dark as that, I'm sure. And so these practices of letting go, again, I'll reach into the New Testament on forgiveness, where when someone slaps you in the face, Jesus counsels us to turn the other cheek, and that's hard to do. That's very hard to do.
It
But
is.
that's why he advises it, because it's not just for the other person's benefit, it's for your benefit.
And we'll talk for a minute about, you know, what does it mean to turn the other cheek, and how to have, I guess we would probably call it a forgiveness practice, right? How you can forgive. Sometimes it's about forgiving yourself and not the other person,
Yeah,
right?
forgiving yourself for being like, for me, there was also part of me, like in that incident, I was interaction I was say, with a colleague, I was hard on myself for having been so naive to trust this person. I beat myself up for a very long, actually, that was I was more angry at myself than I was at this person.
Well, you know, actually, there's a lot of wisdom out there that when we feel resentment, it usually has way more to do with us feeling angry at ourselves for stepping over a boundary, for not protecting ourselves, for, right? Like
Yes, right.
resentment is a weird emotion because we direct it at another person. But really, if we feel resentful and we hold a mirror up to ourselves, resentment is almost always generated by us having stepped on our own toes in some way or abandoned ourselves in some way. And same for me, you know, I should have marched over to this guy's house the next morning and read him the Riot Act, you know, and I think my resentment at him had something to do with my own silence about it. You know, I didn't say anything. I didn't, you know, I was angry at myself for not holding my own space in that interaction.
Yes, and as we get older, hopefully we become more wise in some ways, and I can take those learnings because when when you were young, you did young person things, and when you're old, you should do some old person things and not just make the same mistakes that you made when you were younger. At least that's my view of it. But we can often, without any kind of emotional intelligence, or in our case, positive intelligence training, or in your case, a lot deeper training in the somatic field, and a lot of deep personal work that you've done, can keep tripping over the same stumps in
Well,
life.
it just changes the, you know, the background color changes, but the challenges sometimes, you know, are the same challenges over and over again.
Yeah, it
But it's
reminds
different
me, this whole
people,
conversation.
or right, different settings, different people.
Yeah, it could be as simple as, like, there's an old Zen story, right? Maybe I shared this with you in the past. So there's two, Zen monks walking in the countryside, and along a path, and there had been some rains, and the river was swollen, and it had covered the path that they were heading on, and there was a lady standing there that she couldn't ford the river. So the one monk, the elder monk, says, "Come on over, jump on my back. I'll take your cross, right?" And so they get to the other side. He puts her down, and the monks continue on their way, and they arrive at the monastery. And the younger monk says to the older monk, like, "Why did you pick up that woman back at the river? You know we're not supposed to touch women." And the old monk turns to the younger monk and says, "I put her down miles ago. Why are you still carrying her?"
I like that. Yeah.
That's a good one, right? We carry that shit around with us.
We do. We carry it. So I'm finding for myself is, first just being aware, right? Like that's always step one is noticing what you are carrying around in a relationship, whether it's hurt or resentment or, based on the time you X, Y, or Z, fill in the blank. And sometimes just like breathing or meditation or intention can begin to loosen it up. I'm trying to remember the exact thing. David, you at one point had a forgiveness exercise for me when I was
Yes.
coming out of a different relationship, and it had to do with writing
Yes.
a letter. Can you remind me what
Yes.
it
So
was? I was
I
curious.
will. I'll bring it up here. So this is a journaling practice. Maybe we'll put this in the show notes. If you want, I can send this the written version. But it's a practice of either journaling. It's probably best to frame it as just a journaling practice that you do. Because some people get confused when you say you're writing a letter and then you're going to send it to the person. No, that's not what this is about. This is a journaling practice, and it goes something like this. First, you described what happened that hurt, and you could say things like, "I feel angry that," or "I felt disappointed about," or "I resent this and that," or "I was afraid, that something," right? So you just describe what happened and the feeling, the tinge associated with it. That's like step one. The step two, this can be hard for some people, is to actually discuss the part that you played in it without shaming or blaming yourself. Now that's the hard part, right?
You and I have
But
modeled that a little bit here, right? When we talk about the ways we are angry at ourselves.
yes, right. We don't want to, it, this is just, I realize, you could say something like, and this is a journaling, "I realize my part. I'm sorry," like you said, like, "I'm sorry I didn't confront this young man, right in the moment," right? So you could say my part in it without shaming and blaming yourself. "I'm just sorry that I didn't really stand up for myself in that moment." Yeah. So there's always some part that you play in what happened. So you have to name that. Okay. And then the third step is to say what you really wanted. What you really wanted in this circumstance. So you can say things like, "What I really wanted was blank," or "I deserve, what I really wanted was my colleague to respect and trust the confidentiality of the relationship that we had when we were sharing things." Or in your case, "I would have really wanted just to go on a nice date without being manhandled." What you really would have wanted from this circumstance. The next step in the journaling would be to actually let it go, release it. Release it. So, "I forgive the other person. I forgive myself. I am complete with this. I am releasing this now." These are some of the phrases that you can use. And I want to hit the pause button there. We're going to come back to that because this is why this is actually an iterative process. It's not a one and done, because
Seven
that
times
release,
70. No, it
exactly,
doesn't take that
that
many.
letting go and releasing, if you actually take this practice on to forgive someone or to forgive yourself or to forgive something that happened to you, you may have to run through this several times until you
And
completely
I'm gonna
release it.
add as maybe as part of the release is a lot of this stuff is held like in our tissues and our cells and our marrow, for lack of a better way of talking about it. But I think often doing something somatic or something physical, which can be as simple as just shaking, shaking your
Yeah,
wrists and your
shake it
head,
off. Shake it
or
off.
shake it off. Thank you, T.
Right.
Swift. Yeah. And
Yeah.
or sometimes I've seen people like take a pen and write something on the bottom of their shoe and go for a long walk and let the motion of your footsteps feel like it's going. Sometimes just
I've actually done this
dance.
part of I've done this where one of my first coaches recommended this for me is you write something like this out and then you burn it.
You burn it. That's another one. Yeah, something symbolic, something physical can really, really make a difference, I feel like. Yeah.
And that's also ceremonial. The next step in this journaling process is seeing the gifts, which we've talked about many times on the show here, seeing the gifts or the opportunities that came from this incident, and they're always there. Again, this is a difficult part of the practice, is to see the gifts
Yeah.
in what happened, and it'll depend on so releasing. And then sometimes we call it mining for the gifts. Sometimes you have to dig for them.
Right, because they're not obvious.
They're
Yeah.
not obvious, but they're there. They always are there.
Something. There's always something.
There's always something there.
Yeah.
Or as, you know, there's an old Dunkin' Donuts commercial that used to be on the radio in like the 80s in New York City. And the woman said, "I'm a stronger person now."
Yeah. And sometimes if you're having trouble knowing what the gifts are, I think you can look in the categories, you know, did I learn something? Did I get stronger, like our Dunkin' Donuts lady, or did it inspire some other action? So those three places, knowledge, strength, and inspiration, are
Those are
three
the three
categories. Like if
gifts.
you're really having trouble finding the gift, look through those three lenses and often you'll see something. Yeah. Are there more
Many, many,
steps?
many, many individuals, you know, mothers against drunk drivers, right? You lose your son or your child to a drunk driver, but then you're inspired to start a nonprofit, right? So there's a gift of inspiration.
Yeah, that would
That's
be a
an
gift.
example.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then the final is a completion and release. Basically, you
I'm
could
going to
send the
add a step
person.
before that, which is
Oh, sure.
rinse and repeat. Like if you're not
Oh,
there
well,
yet,
yes.
keep
Yeah, rinse and repeat.
iterating until you feel a little lighter.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Right.
Even after this final step, even after you com say I'm complete, and you know, you send blessings to the person or you send love to yourself, it's still going to come up again until you completely, the way I like to think about it is like extinguishing a fire. Extinguishing the fire of resentment.
Okay,
There's
yeah.
still smoldering ashes after you do this several times.
Right.
The ashes are still there smoldering. So you got to get the fire extinguisher out again,
Yeah.
rinse and repeat, hit it with the foam, and look and see and look inside and say, is there still, do I still have, am I still holding on to something? Is there still some charge with this? Do it again. That's literally the practice that I do.
Yeah. And sometimes, just in terms of that release, we can think of the person and we can just say in our heads, like, thank you for the lessons, right? Thank you. Thank you for the lessons, and let it go with
Let
that.
it
Yeah.
go. So that's the challenge we're going to leave you with today, is to look and see what hurts, what grudges you might be holding. And you know, sometimes it's enough. Sometimes the shorthand version is like, okay, I'm letting that go. That could be like, it could be that simple.
Right.
But oftentimes it's not.
Oftentimes it's not. Yes. Yeah.
So we're offering you a practice to for deep hurts, things that you've been holding on to, resentments that you've been holding on to for years. This is actually one way, not the only way, to heal thyself.
Yeah. This is good stuff, and it really, you know, we can't change other people, but often when we show up differently, it's enough. Right? It's enough to change the engine to, right? Like to change the dynamic between two people.
It's hard. I think it's very difficult to lead when you're carrying around boulders and shackles, boulders on your back and shackles on your ankles. It's hard to move forward in
And yeah, it's
life.
funny your metaphor is so much about weight. And for me, it's like I can just feel the shadows like in my heart. And that's not what I want in my heart. You know, I don't want that taking up space there. So that for me is the compelling reason to try to do this work and to release.
I like what you're saying with the shadow because it is a darkness, and this could bring some lightness to the dark. That's what came up when you said that, Margaret. It's like it's a lightness of being. So when you're carrying around, in my case, shackles and boulders, and you're carrying around
The
darkness,
heaviness, a heaviness of
so the
being.
lightness could be the brightness of light, or the lightness could be the lightness of not carrying around all this weight. Yeah.
Great. Well, we've
So,
given people lots to try, lots to think about.
yeah.
So,
And let us know. Reach out to, our contact information would be in the will be in the show notes and where you can reach us. And if you'd like, I've actually led clients through this practice,
as
one
have
step
I.
at a time. And if you want, just Margaret and I practice this way. And if you're holding on to something and you feel like it's holding you back, reach out to one of us and we're happy to help you in a coaching session and just be free.
Absolutely. So go put it into practice, and we will see you next time.